Jared Pollock is on the nose at North Adelaide, North Melbourne rather. So 3 years to go in his deal. They're saying it's reportedly worth between $600,000 to $700,000. So to get him off the books, you'd have to pay a portion, North would be, and another club. Could Port Adelaide make a push for Jared Pollock? He was a very good player for Port Adelaide, played 90 games and was a very, very reliable player.
Well, they wanted to keep him. Like they didn't not want to have Jared Pollock at the club. They just didn't want to give him 5 years at $800,000. I think there was a 3-year offer on the table. If you could get him at a budget rate and North Melbourne are paying 2/3 of that deal and you're gonna give up, you know, a pick, probably, you know, a 3rd round draft pick, I would look at it. Yes, I would. They know what they're going to get. He knows his surroundings. Yes, he'd be a bit sheepish coming back and maybe wouldn't be accepted by the fans, but he's a good player.
Would he be accepted by the fans? 0427154166. Port fans, would you have Jared Pollock back? Because it's a sticky situation he's got himself in at North Melbourne. But I've only got memories of him at Port Adelaide being a very good player.
Yeah, well, he had some issues with his body, and you know
he's got
some attributes of his game that he needs to work on, which at this point in his career probably says that he's not going to work on. He's not a hard trainer. He's defensively not as great as he should be. Great offensively when he can see the ball, he runs extra hard. But he's got weapons, and you know, to team him up with the midfield that they've got, it's not the worst decision. It's like selling your house for a couple of $1 million and then 2 years later getting back the house that you liked for $800,000. Mm. And it's not a bad deal if they could do it. So, clearly he's out of favour. I hate the way North Melbourne have managed this situation. I think it's demeaning for the player to have him on such a big deal when he's averaging 20 disposals, 3 tackles and 3 clearances and finished 7th in North Melbourne's best and fairest last year, to have him treated like this and playing for the Collingwood reserves in a scratch match is demeaning. So he'd be looking at his options, no doubt.
It's definitely strange.